Hello everyone, welcome to the Randomness Podcast, and today, well, we're going to be going back to the list of phobias, and since the last episode, I ended at the fear of gravity. I'm going to continue on with that, and hopefully get to the rest of them. Comment them. Them as I usually did, and let's start. Oh, and before I forget, I am returning back to my original name that I have, but I changed it because, hey, and then I was really self-conscious, but now I've gotten back, and because of everything, I've actually changed it. Well, I haven't changed it, I've just not said it and what it actually was, but now I'm willing and wanting to say it so that I can say it, because I didn't want to say it then. And I was actually really worried about what think and just all that. So, anyway, back to the episode. Oh, and my name now is, well, was, and continuing on is Phoenix, so expect that to come out a lot more. And yes, I know it's a good name, but I don't agree, so. All right, now back to the phobias. So, where we were at was the fear of gravity, which I do not agree with, and not agree with. So the next one is the fear of stairs or steep slopes. That's bathymophobia. I'm pretty sure that's how it's said. Then there's batrachophobia, that's the fear of amphibians. Balanophobia, that's the fear of pins and needles. Wait a minute, wait. So, in the... here it is. Achymophobia, the fear of needles and pointed objects. You thought you could have pulled a fast one. Liar! Aha! Bibliophobia, fear of books. Botanophobia, fear of plants. Oh, God. These are so stupid. Like, some of these are just like, I've like gone through these, and it's like, some of these are just like so dumb. So dumb! Alright, then there's, cacophobia, that's the fear of ugliness. What? Alright, so, that would basically be like, oh god, you're ugly. You scare me, cause you're ugly. No, that could not exist. Fear of being ridiculed. I don't even know what that means, but I don't care. Catarophobia, that's the fear of mirrors. Chainophobia, that's the fear of snow. Chromophobia, that's the fear of colors. Wait. Catarophobia, the fear of mirrors. You better not be ugly, because you wouldn't be able to look in the mirror. You would never know what you looked like. You should be like, oh god, is that really what I look like? Oh dear god, I'm never gonna look at my face again. I'm ugly. Oh, there is no way that no, those exist. Those cannot exist. Unless you're a blind person seeing colors for the first time and you're scared. then that's a no. That would not exist. Ever. And I don't think blind people would be scared of seeing colors for the first time. I think that'd be like a, oh, I can finally see. Wow, this is what everything looks like. No! There's no way that there's a fear of colors! I'm going to botch this next one. Centromentophobia. That's the fear of clocks. Chronophobia, fear of time. Isn't that like the same thing? Like, clocks show time. They're the same thing. Claustrophobia, fear of confined spaces. I'm pretty sure we've all heard of that one. Chalophobia, fear of clowns. Cyberphobia, fear of computers. That does not exist. Because your phone's basically a tiny computer. A very, very tiny computer. Ugh. Why would anyone have, like, a fear of computers? It's dumb. Alright, then there's crinophobia. My friend has this. I know I have a friend that has this. This does exist. This is understandable. I'm looking for the ones that do not make sense, that are stupid, like the fear of gravity. There is no such thing as a fear of gravity. Wait. So, I'm not going into it. I'm not going into it because it's stupid. Alright, then there's dendrophobia. Dendrophobia, fear of trees. There's a D in there. I didn't say it. Not the first one, but there's a second one. And that does not exist. That is stupid. That is stupid. You cannot have a fear of trees. You can't. Like, you would, unless there's like that one, again, one in a million, of where it's just like you're in a city and then you're just like inside always, because sometimes cities have trees outside or like on roofs, however you say it. Or, well, however you would say it. Because, God, no, that does not exist. Dentophobia. Fear of dentists. Oh, God. Domatophobia. Fear of houses. That does not exist. That is stupid. No, that does not exist. You live in a house. Everyone lives in a house. Unless you're homeless, then you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. But I can definitely be for sure that no one listens. That no one has a fear of houses if you're listening to this. Then there's fear of accidents. Yeah, that's understandable, because it's like, oh no, I dropped something. Oh darn. No. Then, why, how is that a fear? Unless it's like a car accident kind of thing. Like what kind of accident are you talking about? Because if it's like a, oh no, I dropped something kind of accident, no, that doesn't exist. But if it's a, like, car kind of accident, then yeah, that's understandable. Ugh. People. Oh, dear God, now the E's. Oh, yeah, we've gone from, like, B to E. Well, we're now at E. So that's ecophobia, that's the fear of home, that does not exist, and that's the same thing as the fear of houses. Ugh, God, people. But, well, even if you are homeless, you're around houses. Apartments are houses. Very tiny houses. But they're still houses. Illyrophobia, fear of cats. I mean, I can understand that. Like, any kind of fear of animals, yeah, I can understand that. Because it's like, oh no, it's scary. I love all animals. I love all animals. All animals are amazing. And anyone who says otherwise is wrong. You can't tell me otherwise. Alright, now there's illurophobia, fear of cats. Entomophobia, fear of insects. I can understand that, because it's just like fear of animals, which there's no specific fear of animals in general, but there is just specifics in it. That's kind of like with the fear of insects, which is just like, no. Oh, and I'm pretty sure I saw like a fear of small things or tiny things, but that kind of goes like along with the fear of insects. Ephibophobia. I am so botching that. And that is the fear of teenagers. That cannot exist, because if you're a teenager yourself and you're in like a public school, you're gonna have to be around other teenagers. That don't exist. Yo, equinophobia, that's the fear of horses. Oh man, we're for overtime. God darn it. Why do I keep doing this like every episode? I don't think that there's one that I have not gone overtime. Alright, but you know what that means. So, see y'all in the next episode. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.